Welcome, farmers, to the first episode of the Atuvandike Talk Show, brought to you by the Viamo 667 service. We are excited to have you with us today. I'm your host, Bright, and today we have some experts joining us to discuss the upcoming weather forecast and the best seed varieties for this season. Now, joining us today, we have Lushomo Ngandu, an agronomist with over a decade of experience, all the way from Simit. She's dedicated to climate-smart agriculture and supports smallholder farmers in boosting yield and resilience. Welcome, Lushomo.
Oh, thank you, Bright. Hello, farmers. I'm excited to be here.
And with us, from the Minister of Agriculture, we have the practical and ever-experienced Kondwa Nizulu with over 15 years of experience under his belt. He is known for practical solutions and has led many training sessions to support smallholder farmers and across rural Zambia. Welcome, Kondwani.
Thanks, Bright. I'm happy to join and help our farmers make the most out of this season.
Wonderful. Now, let's take our first call. Hello, farmer. You are live on air.
Hello. I'm a farmer from Tambo in Mwanza East District. I'm interested to hear about the expected rain pattern for this coming season. It will really help us prepare better.
Great question. Thanks, caller. Lushomo, would you take this one?
Absolutely. Here is what farmers can expect. The seasonal forecast for the 2024-2025 season predicts normal to above normal rainfall for most areas. We are expecting to receive the quantities of rain we usually receive in a normal good season and even more in certain parts of the agroecological regions. But keep in mind, while the forecast looks promising, we can't predict the exact distribution, meaning how often it will rain each month. This is why it's crucial to put in water conservation measures to prepare for dry spells and have good drainage in waterlogged prone areas in case of excessive rainfall. It is important to put water conservation measures in case of some dry spells and have good drainages in waterlogged prone areas in case of excessive rainfall. Early to medium maturing crops and crop varieties are recommended so you are prepared for possible rainfall shortage and flooding.
So, what can farmers do to prepare for these conditions, Lushomo?
I would recommend focusing on water conservation. If you are in a drought-prone area, try the following recommendations. Early land preparation. Prepare your fields early in October to ensure you are ready to plant with the first rains. Early planting can help crops establish roots before the dry spells. Conservation tillage. Use techniques such as ripping to disturb the soil less, which helps retain moisture in the ground. And mulching? Apply organic mulch or crop residues or leaves to cover the soil, reduce evaporation, and improve soil moisture retention. Drought-tolerant crops. Choose seed varieties that are known to be drought-tolerant. These crops are more resilient and require less water to thrive. And if you are in flood-prone areas, try the following. Implement flood prevention strategies, such as creating furrows around the fields. Stack these furrows at the points where water typically enters and exits the field. Also, use large ridges to allow excess water to flow through the fields. These ridges should be built along the slope to guide water away efficiently. Plant agroforestry trees, such as bananas and pigeon peas, along the big ridges. These trees can help prevent water from overflowing from the drainage systems. Then you can also try early land preparation, which is very crucial. Prepare your fields in October and aim to plant with the first rains.
Great advice. Let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question about the best seed varieties to plant in case of low rain for this coming season. Any suggestions?
Another good question. Thanks, caller. Kondwani, would you want to take a swing at this?
Of course. Thank you. although the forecast shows good rainfall of normal to above normal rain for this season, it's smart to prepare for surprises and select crops and crop varieties which can tolerate certain extreme weather events such as droughts and dry spells. For those in agroecological regions, which is region 1 and 2, that is southern and eastern provinces, I would recommend early to medium maturing maize varieties. And if you need further guidance, your camp officers can help you select and find these seeds.
Excellent! And Kondwani, what about farmers looking for fast maturing varieties? I suspect this would help farmers have a good harvest this year.
Exactly. The 300 to 400 series maize varieties from different seed companies are good. Depending on your area, you can select the appropriate early maturing variety available.
Let's hear from our next caller. You're on the air.
Hello. I want to know which seed varieties can help increase my yields this season.
Kondwani, I think this is still you.
Yes, it is. for higher yields, it is important to choose good quality seeds and varieties that are adapted to the growing conditions of your area. The types of seed you should use depends on where you live. Generally, seeds that take longer to mature can give you higher yields, while quicker maturing seeds usually produce less. So, you need to strike a balance between high yield and risk avoidance. For late maturing varieties, plant them by November 15th. For medium maturing varieties, plant them between November 25th and December 25th. If you miss that window, you can plant early maturing varieties by January 15th.
Great! Thanks, Kondwani. Can you please provide recommendations for maize, soybeans, and groundnuts seeding rates for optimal productivity, since I believe these are major crops in our country?
For a good harvest, you should plant improved seed varieties in this way. At least 20 to 25 kgs of maize seed per hectare, 100 to 120 kgs of soybean per hectare, and 80 kgs of groundnuts per hectare.
Let's take another call. Hello, you're on air again.
Hello, I'm calling from Lundazi and want to know what type of seed varieties should be planted when there is a high risk of flooding. Thank you.
Now, over to you, Lushomo. Any recommendations for those in flood-prone areas?
Yeah, definitely. Most field crops do not tolerate waterlogging or flooding except for plants like rice. What can you do? We suggest you focus on improving drainage in heavy soils or waterlogging prone areas and plant early. These are important measures you can take.
And for those in drought-prone regions, what's the best approach?
Very good question. To be prepared for drought, farmers should plant crops that can tolerate dry conditions. Some good options are cowpeas, sorghum, millet, and cassava. It's also important for farmers to diversify their crops to improve their chances of success during dry spells, which means growing different types of crops together. For example, planting dryland crops like sorghum or millet alongside maize and legumes can help farmers adapt to dry spells. While maize may require more water, some legumes like cowpeas are drought tolerant and can thrive in low moisture, providing essential nutrients to the soil and improving its health. This combination not only helps ensure a harvest even when conditions are tough, but also enhances soil fertility and reduces the risk of pest and disease outbreaks, leading to greater overall farm stability and productivity.
Wonderful advice. Remember, farmers, preparation is key to managing whatever this season brings. Thank you to our experts for all the valuable information. That wraps up today's episode of the Atubandwike Talk Show. Thank you to our experts. Loshomo and Kondwani. And a big thank you to all the farmers who participated. Farmers, we hope today's tips help you prepare for the season. Be sure to tune in next time and don't forget to prepare early. Choose the right crops and stay ready for whatever the weather brings. Until next time, happy farming!